In the name of one God, Holy Trinity, Amen. There is an appropriate solemnity to the celebration of All Saints, which is the day that we celebrate today in liturgical churches like ours, and that solemnity most assuredly lies in our acknowledgement of those who have died, those who have gone before, and those who have also left us a legacy. The feast is for all saints, not just the ones who've died and been canonized by our church like Saint John, but for all who have died. Those saints we're acknowledging today is everybody. So while this is a feast, there's always a measure of sadness that's attached to it, which lends to the solemnity because we're human and we miss those folks who have gone before us, like Carolyn or Frank or Chuck or Joni or so many more. Those people were bright lights in our lives. I have my own list, and I suppose that you do too. Those who have gone before us, those we miss, some of those folks we think about every day, and some just every so often. But that is a part of the day today, the feast. However, it's not the point of the day. All Saints isn't a solemn day because we remember loss. Rather, it's a day that we acknowledge the complexity and depth and breadth and length of the kingdom of God. I am aware that that sounds very religious, but I am quite religious. I suppose to the liturgical Christian, we could think of these saints, or maybe we just use different words to describe the day. We could think of these saints, these people who have gone before us, as our tribe or our team or those people who are in our corner or in our balcony urging us forward in this work of becoming love-spreading difference makers. But maybe if we step back from the day itself and we look at the major feasts of the Christian calendar, we get a sense of the momentum that we have going into the Feast of All Saints and the contribution that it could make to our lives if we were to attend to this day. So let's take it from the top. First feast in the church year upcoming is what? That's right, it's Christmas. What are we celebrating at Christmas? Of course, we're celebrating the birth of Jesus. But what does it mean? We celebrate the embodiment of God among us. To be clear, it's not that God hasn't been with God's people prior to Christmas. God has. But at Christmas, God comes among us to demonstrate hopeful possibility. Divinity enfleshed, the same as us, so that we might share in the hopeful possibilities that God puts before us. It's not just up there. It's down here. And maybe even more important, it's in here. You see that. That's Christmas. Next feast, anybody remember? Epiphany, that's right. Two major feasts separated by less than 2 weeks. This word Epiphany comes from the word manifest. It's the manifestation of God among us. On the Epiphany and liturgical churches, we celebrate a couple of different things. We celebrate the arrival of the Magi, the wise people visiting Jesus from afar as a babe in the manger. And we celebrate the baptism of Jesus in the Jordan River by John. If Christmas is about hopeful possibility, something remarkable coming from something small and humble, and it is about that, then Epiphany celebrates the profundity of the arrival of Jesus and the beginning of the transfer of that work to humanity. We could characterize the feast of the Epiphany as God saying to God's people, to humanity, and to all of creation, okay, y'all, it's on. What's on, you ask? The spread of God's love and care and nurture to the corners of creation. Both of these feasts come to us in the next couple of months, and we'll have a season of Advent to prepare, a season of waiting, a season of expectation, a season of making ready again for the emergence of this loving cycle that the liturgical calendar remembers. What comes after the Epiphany?
It's the big one.
Easter, that's right. That's right. It's Easter. Number three of four is a turn in our relationship to God's mission. To some degree, for us Christians, the penultimate is the ultimate. Easter is an affirmation that our work in this world will not be held back. To echo the disco era, Easter says, ain't no stopping us now, we're on the move. Ain't no stopping us now, we got the groove. Easter is the celebration of the success of the work that is before us. Easter declares a timelessness to the mission of sharing the story of God's love for God's people, God's eternal love. Easter teaches us the work is never done, and that is not a disappointment. It's a privilege. Malcolm Gladwell would most assuredly call Easter the tipping point. And then the calendar brings us back around to this morning. Hopeful possibility is born in humble beginnings. The work is transferred to humanity, to us, made manifest. The work is timeless, successful, loving, never ceasing, and privileged. Then, at All Saints, the work is expansive and inclusive, not time-bound, not limited to the gifts of the individual. The work is revealed to be interdependent. The message of All Saints is you, y'all, we are not alone. And we never will be, no matter what. Now you could say, well, Jimmy, those are just days on a calendar. And that's true. And they mean something. They direct us in how we're spending our time and how we're directing our lives. There's a collective power there that we should be conscious of and that we could associate ourselves with. So what do we take away on the Feast of All Saints? A few things, I think. First, those saints. Thank God for the love of those in our lives who we've lost. Hard to lose them. So hard. And grateful they were there. And not just their memories, but their memories and their influence that still has an impact on our lives, their legacy of love. For some, those legacies are still driving the loving mission of this church. Second, these days, these feasts, they all hang together, directing us toward a specific way of making our way through life. They tie us to a trajectory of love and its spread in the world. And I'm grateful for that. And finally, you, y'all, we are never alone. We're tied to the loving people of our past, and we're tied to the loving people of our present. Lean on each other. And that's the point of getting together week in and week out. Amen.